Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where we might be hipsters.
Wait, what?
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
And apparently hipsters. And
potentially.
What is that?
We'll find out today.
Oh, okay.
Well, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm so good. I just got done. I've started something new in life.
Ooh, please tell me about it.
We don't have to linger here for a long time.
No, we should.
But despite things that I have said in the past.
Right.
I have recently...
That's on the internet, currently.
Well, not anymore. I'll tell you about that later.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I have started giving guitar lessons.
Woo!
And I have...
Finally!
I have two students as of now, and one of them just left. We had a great lesson.
And I can tell that... And I can tell that he is doing great. He's benefiting.
He is a very smart young man.
Oh, yeah.
And
of course.
He is a very fast learner. So that makes my job easier.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, just got done doing that. So I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Brother, I'm well.
Good. I know you're a little displeased.
I'm displeased to an extent, but like overall, things are pretty good.
Good.
But yeah, all is good in the hood.
Well, I'll tell you what, if this is your first time here, welcome.
Wow, thanks.
If you like what you hear and if you would like to be more intertwined into our little community we have here, you can go over to Instagram and Twitter and follow us at That Table Pod. You know why? There's always good times to be had.
Well, and not even that. If you just can't get enough, like if you listen to every single episode, potentially twice, and you're just like, I need some more table content. We also have a Patreon that you can, you know, pray and fast about. And if you feel led to bless us with $1 a month, you can get that exclusive content, that early release content, you know, just a little shameless plug.
And it's there. Yeah. You know, if you decide to do it, it's going to be there.
Oh, yes.
And some people may not know this. If you decide to do it and then you're like, oh, that's not for me, you can immediately stop.
That's true. I've done this before.
You can do that.
As a matter of fact, I found a content creator that I was just like, you know what? This is wholesome content. I love this. Like, I want to support this. And I started doing that.
Yeah.
But then they like stopped posting.
Oh.
And they were like coming up with excuses. And I understand things happen.
Yeah, sure.
Which is fine. I'm not going to support you financially.
Right. I'm not fixing to pay your bills.
Right.
You know?
So I canceled my subscription immediately.
Well, you can do that. And we love our Patreon fan. We got exclusive content over there, as Tyler said. But
y'all
anyway,
the best assist.
Yeah, they are. Well, let's get into our segment, brother.
Let's do it.
Never have I ever.
Oh, my.
This week on Never Have I Ever, I'm going to give you a situation and... I may or may not have done this.
Okay.
You may or may not have done this. We're going to learn today. Never have I ever taken a career aptitude test.
A who?
A career aptitude test. Basically, it's one of those tests that's like you answer a gajillion questions and it's like, okay, you should do this with your life.
I have not done this.
You have not?
I have not.
I actually have. I say never have I ever. I actually have.
You have?
Ever. Yes, and I actually wanted to do it like multiple times.
Well, so you want to take the test multiple times?
I wanted to take so whenever I was, if I say used to, I'm just like I'm constantly, ironically, thinking about what I want to be when I grow up.
This is true.
But even when I was a kid, man, I had, and I've talked about it before on the podcast a little bit, there's a whole list of things I wanted to be growing up.
Yeah.
And so I would take this test and like see what it was destined in the stars for me to be. Like even just back in the day watching Disney Channel, they would have episodes where the main characters would take the career aptitude test and they'd be like, oh, I'm supposed to be a janitor. And then of course that was like their death sentence. They had no other choice. They had no free will.
Yeah.
So the rest of the episode was them apprenticing as a janitor and stuff like that.
Television.
And hijinks ensue. Yeah. No, that was me. I so desperately wanted that to be in like the hands of somebody else. I wanted somebody to be like, this is what you're supposed to be, and like you have no choice, but like something that I wanted.
Right.
Very weird. But I don't even remember what I got. The only thing that sits out in my mind is janitor. I think I actually got teacher, if I'm not mistaken.
I feel that.
Obviously it didn't work out that
way.
Well,
it didn't work out, but I could see you, like if one day you were like, hey, I'm going to be a teacher, I'd be like, yeah, I feel that.
Right.
But I could see you being a teacher.
It would definitely depend on like the subject, the age group.
I love like,
yeah, exactly. But yeah, career aptitude test. It was like a whole bunch of questions, and then they gave you a number response, and you flipped to the back, and it was a whole page of job options that had the number on there, and you had to find which number was yours.
So when was the last time you did this?
This was like middle school.
Oh, I thought you had like done one recently. Oh.
I should see what happens.
See, here's my
just
issue.
Just for the fun of it, you know.
I feel that Cody would take this test with like, okay,
Knowing what you want to be,
be, and I got to answer these in such a way that I get the result that I'm looking for.
No, you definitely have to come into like with most tests, just completely honest, like
cheat beforehand.
No. Completely honest and just like, I'm going to answer these questions how I genuinely feel. Yeah. Whatever happens, happens. And then when they tell you that you're supposed to be a fast food employee, then you contemplate your decisions.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. But yeah, career aptitude test.
Well, I have not, and Tyler has. Let us know if you have over on our social media.
What you got for us today, brother?
My topic today, speaking of social media,
oh my,
is I want to talk about oversharing.
Okay.
And here's why. So if you follow me on Twitter, which if you don't, you should.
What's wrong with you?
Link in the description. Right. I've been doing this thing here lately on Twitter where I have become purposely more active.
Okay.
For the purposes of, so over on Facebook, you're familiar with Facebook.
No, what is that?
So it's basically sadness,
right?
And displeasure. Discord,
and
an app,
right?
But over on Facebook, they have like the memories feature where your memories pop up for better or worse.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Sometimes it's like cool, and sometimes it's like ugh.
Exactly. So, and 9 times out of 10 for me, it's like ugh,
yeah,
I don't want that. And then I'm like, delete memory so I never see it again.
That's great.
I got that idea from Sarah, who does the same thing.
Yeah.
But there are times when it's like, oh, that's nice. I like that.
How pleasant.
So I have been making an attempt to sort of document my existence through Twitter.
Okay.
What
else is Twitter for?
Really. And not in the way of like, good morning, plan on eating. You know, I'm not using it as a diary, but something will come to my mind, and I'm like, I'm going to tweet that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because right now someone's going to enjoy it, but there's already been times when I've like scrolled through my Twitter feed, and I will remember things that I had forgotten about, and it just gives me something to reflect on. It gives me like, oh, that was crazy, or that was, you know, whatever. Now, with that being said, Twitter has recently implemented this feature where you can instead of taking a screenshot of your tweet and putting it on your Instagram story, you can just share directly to your Instagram story if you're logged in.
The aesthetic.
it looks okay. I mean, it is what it is. Like, it clearly you can see this is from Twitter. Twitter's little logo's there. But it's like, it's nice, you know?
Right.
And when I saw this, I tweeted, wow, I can't wait to use this starting right now. And I sent that to Instagram. And the reason I did that is because, admittedly, I don't have a lot of engaged followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, people see what I tweet, but they don't really say anything.
Right.
And so I was like, you know what? Maybe this will be a way to, even though I'm tweeting this, I'm going to put it on Instagram, too, because Instagram, you know, people over there tend to be more engaged.
Right.
And there's more of them. I have more active Instagram followers than I do Twitter followers. But then, as time goes on and as time went on, I began to feel a little self-conscious.
Okay.
Because I was thinking,
because of your Twitter? Like,
I feel like the Twitter was fine. But what I began to feel self-conscious about is, are people that follow me on Instagram going to see that I have a story? But maybe they click on that story. Click. Listen to me. Maybe they tap on that story. And what they see is, it's another one of Cody's tweets.
But you don't do that a lot.
I don't do it a lot now because, like, I'm.
But I will.
But I do it. But like, there's been times where, like, I did it for the first few times that I tweeted after that feature came out, and then I stopped because I was like, I don't want it.
So you're referring to oversharing as multiple posts within a certain amount of time, well, not so much over too much information.
Well, no, I'm ultimately referring to both. Well,
okay.
I guess what I'm getting to is my question is, in both of those fields, where it's like quantity of posting,
yeah,
and the information that is being posted,
yeah,
in your opinion, just to sort of kick this off and begin to verbally process it,
yeah,
where does that line for you as an individual?
It's funny that you mentioned that because I actually dealt with that this week. And it's actually something I think about a lot because I don't like to post a lot on my Instagram. Like, I don't like to post a lot anywhere, really, at any time. Like, but I get on little sprees.
Yeah.
Especially like if I'm off or something, like if it's a weekend or if I have some downtime at work and I give the time to post and I think I find something post worthy, it's usually like a couple things. But if I find myself wanting to post something else, but I already have like 3 Instagram stories on there, I'm like, we're crossing into like too much. And I will literally wait and post that at a later date or just not at all. Just because I don't want to post too much. Not because I think for me, if I see somebody with too much on their Instagram story, I'm just using Instagram story because that's what I use the
most. Right, yeah, yeah.
But if I see someone with too much stuff on their Instagram story, I like either swipe or I usually just swipe or I'll just tap really fast through it. Honestly, but like the only way that I'll stop and look at it is if something catches my eye when I'm tapping through it because I just don't have time. Because I follow a lot of people. And so I'm seeing all of their Instagram stories, and I hate having the unread stories up there. So I'm constantly going through and either tapping through them or swiping through them or something just so I can clear out the notifications. So I usually don't have time to stop.
Yeah.
My screen time would just go all the way up. Twitter, I don't care about as much just because I do have like a decent. I had more followers than when I started out with.
Yeah, like 7.
Right. I'm up to like 41 still, I think.
Yeah.
But I also hadn't been super active on it up until like yesterday or the day before or something. But Twitter, I don't really care about as much because I don't have as many followers. I'm not bothering anybody. I get like 1 or 2 likes on tweets anyway. Usually it's just like,
what's that like?
Usually it's just like, okay, I thought this was funny or I thought this was thought provoking, but not for a Facebook post where I have like 1,300 friends.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it. Instagram's for photos or for like music or a funny meme or something like that. Like grid posts, totally different. But like,
well, that's a whole, yeah.
That's a whole other thing. Like I post different areas.
I would like to talk about that. So don't for let sure. me like forget.
Neither of us have our notepads.
We don't.
So
mine is literally across the room, but not here with me right now.
But anyways, it all, like, Twitter's like, okay, no one's really going to care. No one's really going to like it or see it anyway. Even if every single one of my followers see it, it's like 40 people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just post whatever, and I don't really care how much is on there. But Instagram stories, especially Facebook. Facebook, I never post.
Facebook is like a whole different thing for me.
Yeah, same.
To me, it's like, so Instagram, I want to respond to some things you said.
Yeah.
Instagram.
That's just my initial thoughts.
Right. So where each of these platforms stand with me is like Twitter is like I'm on
my
Twitter.
That's where my post dumpsters. What's the word that I'm looking for? Not dumpster, but like
dumpster fire tweets.
What's the place? The dump, I guess.
The dump. That's like the mind dump.
The social media dump. That's where I just go and I just dump everything.
Well, see, for me, it's more like I said, I had a thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there. It's not going to be a picture. It may include a picture.
Nah.
But I'm not. But I didn't like take a picture and be like, okay, now here's my tweet.
Yeah.
Some people do that and that's fine. But for me, it's more like, okay, I had this thought. It may be funny. It may just be whatever.
Yeah.
You may receive it differently than the person next to you. But here's my thought. And so I put it out there. Knowing, for the most part, that unless it's like you or someone who's close to me,
yeah,
I'm not really going to get a response. And on Twitter,
that's fine. Yeah, for sure.
So Instagram is like my preferred.
Same.
Like if I had to have, if someone said, okay, we have 1 million people here ready to follow you on one platform. Instagram. Which one do you want? I would most definitely want Instagram.
Instagram, yes.
For sure. So on Instagram, it's like going to the grid post.
Yeah.
It's like the grid.
It has to be something worthwhile posting.
It has to be something that is like unique.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like a picture of me driving and in front of me is this truck that has a lot of obnoxious lights just shining and going everywhere.
Right.
And so I post a story of that.
Love Instagram stories.
And me saying, is this really necessary?
Yeah.
It's like 5 seconds long, but it was just a little moment of where I was at that time, my life.
Pause. Do you remember a time before Instagram stories when we would post stuff like that to our grid?
I do. I also remember when Instagram stories came out. Same. And everyone was extremely salty about
it. Oh, big
Because time. People were like, really, Instagram? You're ripping off Snapchat stories? Yep. And Instagram was like, yup.
And now also, nobody uses Snapchat.
Uses who?
Right, exactly.
And Instagram stories are like a huge part of our culture now.
Big time.
Which is funny to think about, like when you do think about where it came from. But anyway, it's like, so stories, it's like, you know, here's a little glimpse of this. Or if you're at Subway and you drop your drink right when you get to the house, or you went to Subway rather, drop your drink before you get to the house. You take a picture of that and you put it on your story with a crying emoji, but you would never put that on the grid.
Right. Well, I mean, and this allows for quick interaction, and it doesn't stay on there super long.
Right.
Because it's not applicable for super long.
But here,
I don't care if somebody from a year from now goes back and sees that I spilled a drink. You know what I mean? So 24 hours, we're good.
Here's where you and I differ a little bit.
Okay.
If I've chosen to follow you, let's say you, Tyler.
Yes.
Every time you post a story and I see it, I'm like, gotta look at that.
Wow, thanks.
Because you're welcome. And it's like, if I see, because some I don't with you because of what you've already stated,
right?
Usually it's just one or two. But if I were to get onto your story and see that you've got
white dots,
the white dots, we are talking about oversharing.
Yeah, big time.
the white dots, unless you're just doing something that's like really, really interesting, or a long video that's been divided up into
That's so much.
It is a lot, but it depends. This is where I'm getting at. It depends on who you are. It depends on what the content is. Now, if you're just sharing.
Even still, that's the little white dots, the small ones.
Well,
that's like.
What I'm saying, though, is to me, it depends on who you are. It depends on what the content is you're posting.
Yeah.
And it depends on how engaging that content is.
Yeah.
So if it was me, you've posted. Let's just get crazy and say 5 stories.
Ooh.
I am.
I get too crazy.
I'm not, as someone who is A, following you, B, interested in your life and what's going on.
Right.
I'm not going to be like 5 stories.
5 stories.
I'm going to be like, yo, fam, like there's content.
What's happening?
There's
content
here. And I'm going to enjoy that and move on. Over on Twitter, there's people that I follow, one in particular, where like when they go on like a trip, they start a thread of like, okay, I'm about to start this thread, this trip we're going on. Here we go. And then they'll get into like, just crossed over into Arkansas. Here's a picture of the sign and this happened. And it's like, it's not just facts. It's like, here's something interesting that happened at this point.
And aren't they just like either commenting underneath it or retweeting it?
You can actually add to a thread. It'll say like add tweet or next tweet or whatever. And then whenever you as a viewer look at it, it's in sequential order.
I've seen the screenshots like on Instagram. But like whenever I did that one time, I had a tweet that was like longer than what I expected, and I just commented underneath it.
That's exactly right.
Part two.
But you're hitting the comment button. But it doesn't show to me, if I'm looking at it, that you commented on your own tweet.
Okay.
It shows it as, here's his thread.
Here's his cool.
Because you only have 240 characters.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
Which I understand.
I understand, too. It's better. That's what's keeping it from being Facebook, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Among other
things. I agree with that.
So I guess I said all that to say, I'm not bothered if someone has like 6 or 7 stories, because it's like, if I don't want to see your content, I'm not going to follow you.
Well,
and there's people that I follow that I have their stories muted. I have their grid post muted.
Really?
Yes, because I'm following them because I'm not mad at them. I just don't like what they post.
See, for me, I'm the same way that you are. Like if I'm like looking at your Instagram story, like I want to see it. Like I'll go through the little thing at the top, and I'll scroll through. I'm like, okay, I want to see that. Like, they usually post pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'll click and watch through it and stuff. Like, there's still, like, people that regularly post good stuff. But then the rest, I'm just, like, tapping through. And if it's not interesting, I'm just tapping through. Tapping through, clearing out the notification. As far as the grid post goes, here's where you and I differ. Because... I guess I kind of got this from, I didn't intentionally get it from Dad. Dad, on Facebook, if somebody posts anything that he doesn't like, he will block them.
That's
just
true.
Flat out block them. Not unfollow them, not unfriend them. He will block them on Facebook. But then I found myself doing that on Instagram. Somebody posted like 10 times on their grid in one day. So it was like, it wasn't that I was like, oh, this person again. It was like, I refreshed my Instagram feed, and like the next 10 pictures,
yeah, I don't
were like not super great pictures, and they like had like no captions on there. It was just like random pictures. Like they didn't even put them all in one picture, and just
it's like they were making a scrapbook.
Yeah, basically
like that you're describing to me is like that's stories.
Well, even still, that wasn't even good pictures.
I understand that, but if it has to be one or the well, and rightfully so. But if it has to be on one or the other,
yeah.
And see, I have not always understood this. Yeah. I had to go through my grid, which was painful, might I add.
Oof.
And I had to delete stuff that like that wasn't a grid post. And here's the thing. I want like on Instagram and on Twitter too, but mostly on Instagram. You know, through doing this, people do go to the link in the description. They do follow us.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, yeah, they...
Oof. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Anyway, so I don't want to be someone who's like, okay, I did that. Now what?
Yeah.
I want you to have a good time.
Yeah, same.
So now transitioning into the other part of the oversharing.
Okay.
Is the content that you post. Not yeah. you, Tyler, but just us as individuals.
Yeah.
The content that we post, I think we all can, like, we've seen examples of oversharing.
Oh, absolutely.
But where does that line, in your opinion, begin to get blurry of like, okay, so, wish you wouldn't have said that or revealed yeah. that?
Well, I mean, first, I wanted to make a comment on something that you were talking about with editing, like our grid, for instance. I went through and I archived a lot of the pictures that I wanted to keep that I wouldn't necessarily... put on there now,
yeah.
But I deleted some of them. I was just like, "This is stupid." Right. I just deleted all those and then archived in case I want to unarchive them or look for the pictures later. You know,
because yeah.
it like basically saves them to like a draft almost,
right?
Where like you could pull it back up at any minute. It'll have the same amount of likes, same comments, same everything. It's just
it's either, not being seen by new followers,
exactly, or even old followers. It's removed from your grid entirely. It's yeah. just put in the bank, and you can pull it out. I really appreciate that feature because it's like. I know my Instagram will never have a set aesthetic. You know, some people only use certain colors.
Oh,
certain
no. No.
But it definitely looks less chaotic.
Yeah.
There's not a bajillion pictures. But anyway, we're back to the oversharing aspect of it. For me, I feel like if I overshare anywhere, it would probably be Twitter just because, and I don't even necessarily think that would be oversharing. It's just, I just post more random stuff there more freely.
Yeah.
Because as far as TMI, that's kind of what we're talking about, right?
Well, it can be, but it can also be like...
Not TMI, like as in like, you know, like anything bad, but just like, okay, the world didn't need to know that.
Yeah. And also like, what are you trying to say? Like, what are you trying to do? Like you...
For me, if I wouldn't... My boundary, or if I feel like my line, can I say this... directly to whoever is looking at my post.
Right.
Like, because there's some stuff that you and I talk about and you and Sarah talk about that I wouldn't say to, like, somebody I barely knew. Not that it's anything bad, but it's just, like, we're family. Like,
well, and, like, everyone has conversations that you right. don't want to put in front of the world. Well, like,
exactly.
Everyone, yeah. literally 100% of humans do this.
Exactly. So I feel like it definitely depends on the platform. You know, Twitter versus yeah. Instagram stories versus Facebook. But I just gauge by, like, what I'm posting. Like, first of all,
yeah,
does it, like, is, I don't know. I just, it's kind of, like, understood, I think.
It is.
It's hard for me to verbally process it because it's just kind of, like.
Well, that's why I wanted to do it because I was thinking about it. And So for me, like, I have certain thresholds.
Yeah.
And it depends, and for better or for worse, I guess it's going to depend on your opinion. It depends on who it is and what they're saying.
Well, yeah.
Like, I have had to just get an example. I'm not going to say who it was, but, like, I've had to unfollow people that, like, I love you to death, but the stuff you're posting is, like, making me upset. And yeah, so
if it's constantly negative,
yeah,
if it's constantly like, oh, this, blah, 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 like, if it's about like this, I can understand everybody deals with stuff, but if it's like, if you need to talk to somebody, talk to somebody.
Right.
But if you're posting that on social media regularly and it's not necessarily like you're trying to fix this, you're just posting to just, oh me, oh yeah, my kind of thing. I can't.
Well, like rage tweeting, like right, whenever you just get like, you're just putting all this garbage out there,
yeah,
and no one is seeing it except for like me and yeah, two other people. It's like, what do you want? You know, like right, it bothers. So to me, it's like oversharing, and maybe oversharing isn't even the right word for it. Maybe it's something else. But it's like when I see someone who's just constantly
being mindful,
yeah, like not being mindful. You're just constantly throwing stuff. First of all, constantly
yeah,
throwing stuff out there that doesn't need to be seen, doesn't need to be heard, and that, like, you, to a point you made earlier and a point that we've talked about here before, you would never say in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
That to me is like, okay, you've crossed whatever that line is that, like you said, is just kind of understood.
Yeah,
whatever that line is, like, you have crossed it.
Well, and it's, I think this goes even more so for children of our Christ.
Yeah,
like, what, like, are you posting about your bad experience, yada yada yada, putting this worker on blast? Like, what is that going to accomplish? Like, what are you trying to do there?
Right.
Because all you've done, you didn't fix the situation. The situation happened. Like, it's over with.
Yeah.
All you've done is show a whole bunch of other people that you're angry and that you're going to put a random stranger on blast.
Right.
That's not very much showing Christ's
well,
love.
And I saw something today at the on the time of this recording, that it was a Facebook post that was made on Joe Biden's page.
Yeah.
Now, we don't get political here, but this just happened to be on Joe Biden's Facebook page, his official government-ran page, where he was just making a claim.
Yeah.
Politicians do that. And someone that we know, like that we're friends with, took the time to make a snarky comment on the Facebook post.
I've seen that happen before, now, too. I've told you about that.
You have. And there's, like, okay, there's thousands of people commenting on this post. They're all giving their two cents.
Right.
Whether it be good or bad.
Right.
And, or indifferent, whatever. But you get on there, you've now made this snarky comment.
Yeah.
That, again, publicly.
Yeah.
That now everyone who follows you can see.
Yep.
And on top of that,
you accomplish nothing.
You accomplish nothing. And inevitably, what's probably going to happen,
potentially ruin your witness.
You're going to ruin your witness. And people that are already in that thread or who will come into that thread are going to now begin to argue with you. Then you're going to proceed to say more stuff that, again, you would never say to them in person.
Right.
And you just begin to go down this rabbit hole of, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing productive coming out of it.
Absolutely.
And, but at least you got to get it out. I say get a
Twitter. Right, get a journal.
get a journal or get a Twitter.
Get a Twitter. No, because even then.
Get a private Twitter that no one follows.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
And just put it out there.
Well, see, like even.
Don't
like,
do that.
I came in and I told you about an experience I had recently.
Right.
Could you imagine me posting that on Facebook?
Yeah.
What I said to you.
Or like getting on Facebook in all caps and
oh,
being
Lord.
Like,
oh,
I just need to rant.
Right. This is a PSA to yeah. the people of yada yada.
No. hey, here's an idea. Don't do that.
Hey, yeah. Hey, do better.
Do better.
It's just, it's, look, do what, like, do what you want with, like, you, this, you have free will.
Well, Tyler, it's my page. Well, I'll post whatever I want
to
post.
You want to do that, but does it glorify our Christ?
Well, but it's my page. And you know what? If you don't like it, you can just unfriend me.
Bye.
You can block me. Like, but if I notice, I'm gonna call you out about it in person.
Well, people say, like, honestly, it's the same thing. people will argue that about, like, well, this is, I got to be very careful here. People will say things that, well, this is my yada, 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 when it's like, yeah, but if you're a child of God,
right,
like, shouldn't this belong to him? Like, yeah, everything I have belongs to you, Lord. My body, my mind, the things that you've allowed me to have.
Right.
Like, all of this is yours, and you can take it away in an instant. Same thing goes for my social media page. Like, if this is not, if anything in here that does not please you, remove it, Lord.
Remove it, or tell me.
I ain't got no business posting it.
Tell me to remove it.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Like, yeah, it's quote unquote my page, but if it don't make God happy, what's the point of me doing it?
Right. Well, not only that, like, of course, that's like a huge, be mindful of that. I just don't understand. And this, I don't want this to turn into a rant that we could very easily have.
Ooh, I've tried not to.
but in all seriousness, because, like, we've talked about it not only privately, but we've also talked about it on the show before of, like, you do and can ruin your witness on something you said over social media.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's not just the person you said it to that's going to see it.
Yeah.
There are people who, to this day, they've done nothing to me, but I saw the way they treated someone else.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, look.
You remember that.
I'm a fellow brother in the Lord. I feel you. Like, when I say I feel you, it's like, I'm on the side that you claim to be on.
Right.
But even still,
yeah,
it's like, man, I don't want to be around that.
Right.
Someone literally said to my face one time, they were like, I sent you a friend request on Facebook, and you didn't respond to it. And I said, yeah. And I didn't say anything else. They didn't ask anything else, so I didn't say anything else. But I think it was just, like, understood, like, why?
Yeah.
Why did I not respond?
Yeah.
And it wasn't to be rude, but it was like, this person posts content that I don't care to see.
Right.
And it's not just like, oh, I don't want
to
see that.
Well, I was about to say, it's not like it's, like, boring or something.
No,
like
it's
that.
Like,
but if it's negative,
it's negative,
full of hate, and just
full of hate, full of just, like, it. I see it and it causes negative emotions in me, then and it can even be something like not even mean. There's been times when I'll be like scrolling and I'll see something that in that moment just like is what I deem is like, now that's foolish. Who posted, who shared that? And I'll see who shared it and I'm like, of course they did. And then I just go and unfollow them. And it's not like, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
I love you to death and I'll have breakfast with you. Or, well, not breakfast. I'll have lunch with you. But it's like, it's nothing against you. It's just like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
And you post that. So I'm not going to follow you.
And see, like, don't get me wrong. Whenever I say, is what I'm posting pleasing to the Lord, I understand the Lord probably don't care about the growth of my succulent plant. Like, but like, I'm also not posting any kind of like hate speech about,
well, and
you
if
know,
so,
the president or anything.
Well,
like
and
that,
if someone,
you know,
were to comment on your post and be like, wow, that's such an ugly plant, you wouldn't get on there and like,
put them on blast.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
I'd be like, oh, why?
How's the name search going, by the way?
I got a lot of really good names. I'm very excited about
I know
it.
You did.
I am going to post a final poll with like 3 or 4 options and let everybody vote. And then I'll probably pick the one I like the most anyway. I'm just looking for validation in that voting process.
Can I ask you, are any of the ones I submitted?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Can I ask about one name in particular?
Okay.
I don't want to have to edit it out. Is it okay?
Yeah, no, go for it.
Orlando Bloom.
That's literally the one I was thinking of. that is probably my favorite one. Not even gonna lie. So y'all, for anybody who doesn't know, who doesn't follow me on Instagram, first of all, go follow me on Instagram, please.
Yeah, he will not be oversharing.
No, I will not. And it will be positive, uplifting content.
Of songs.
Right, exactly, basically. But I have a succulent that I bought that I basically killed. And I barely water that thing because they're like, they don't need water.
You starved it to death.
Basically, and they're like, it don't need sunlight. It was sitting inside my dark house. And then I saw some brown spots. I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
So I set it outside to live out its final days. Like, I didn't water it at all. Well, It's rained so much here recently.
Has it really?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. We've had to be reminded of God's promise. I'm not, right. I see those posts on Facebook that's like, remember, y'all, God promised he wouldn't go flood us again. But it may not seem like it, but he's not going to flood us again.
Well, he ain't say nothing about Mississippi. He said the world.
Right. Jeez. But this abundance of rain and Mississippi sunlight has revived my plant so much so that it has sprouted up and has begun to grow. It is actually starting to bloom and has little pink buds on it. So since I originally set it out there to live out its final days, but since it's been revived and made new, I guess he needs a name. Ooh.
Isn't that what happens to us, though?
Ooh, when we go down in his name?
We take on a name.
Hey.
And we become revived and made new.
As a result, I need to give him a name. So,
and I submitted one on Instagram.
And it was hilarious.
And it was Orlando Bloom.
I'm so excited. Well, but go on my Instagram, and we are going to have I'm going to have a poll for those names. So, yeah, keep a lookout for that. But, yeah, oversharing.
I guess just to sort of round that out. Be nice to each other on Instagram.
Be mindful of what you post.
Be mindful of what you post. And don't overshare. And whatever that means to you.
Yeah.
Then
you know.
You know what that is.
You know. You surely you must know. If not, ask somebody. Am I sharing too much? If you have to ask somebody, you're probably sharing too much. Just kidding.
Do better.
Right.
Tyler.
All right.
What's your topic?
So as we talked about at the beginning of the episode, we might be hipsters.
I don't understand.
We might not. Because what we're going to be talking about today is basic and basicness and the all around, like, what, like, whenever I say, oh, that person's basic, what does that mean to you?
So, as we've established, I'm not very up to date.
Slang.
On the slang situation. Right.
You're so basic.
I could. To me, it sounds like, it can sound like mean. Like
it can be used as a slur.
Okay, so he's so basic. But what I think it may mean is just like, you're so simple. Like you're so minimal. Like you're so, you're so not extra. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Is that right?
It not really.
Oh.
What in the world? Well, it can be. Like, you're thinking more minimalist.
Yeah.
Like that could be a compliment to an extent.
So, I agree.
So a basic person, based off of Urban Dictionary, is a person that's only interested in mainstream things, the popular things, the trending things. So like, so.
Oh.
Right.
Tyler, you're basic.
I am not basic. I am extra. Okay. Nah. But
sheesh.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Here's some other definitions.
Can't wait till that dies.
Here's some other basic
definitions.
Right. Yeah, but basic definitions of the word basic. Forming an essential foundation or starting point, fundamental. For example, certain basic rules must be obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fundamental. Right. So similar words to that are elemental, root, central, critical, key, vital, necessary. So like all positive words. This whole topic's gonna be me defending myself for being basic. For chemistry, it is having the properties of a base or containing a base, having a pH greater than 7. For example, these salts yield basic solutions comparable in strength with the minimal.
I feel like these definitions are irrelevant to the topic. Because what we're talking about is like social basicness, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you feel that you are basic?
I don't. And that's literally what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you if you consider yourself basic. Like, I think so. A hipster is somebody who is like, they're basically I don't want to say a step ahead of the people that are basic, but they like the underground stuff, the stuff that people don't know about. But I feel like a lot of people want to fit into the hipster category. So they're like, oh, I liked this band before they were cool, or oh, I knew this song before everybody else did, kind of thing.
Is that what that is, though?
Basically.
Ah.
Ah. Nice.
So it's like, okay.
So that's kind of what we're talking about today, basic versus hipster, but regardless.
Oh, we are talking about basic versus hipster.
Well, a little bit. I don't know. Okay. We're going to see what happens.
Okay.
Free form. But so I don't know. Like, it's because it is such a negative thing to be quote unquote basic, because you're just following the mainstream. And the negative connotation with that is that you don't have a mind of your own. You kind of have a hive mind. You just like something because everybody else likes it, is what I think that would mean. Like, you don't like it because you genuinely like it. You like it because it's what's popular right now.
Right.
I don't think that I do that. I think that I happen to like it and it happens to be popular.
Well, like, I don't necessarily disagree, but like, what I think of is like, just based off of like what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Is like, you happen to fall into this category. So I'm not like just throwing it at you.
No,
like,
no, you're good.
People who are like,
I'm secure.
Oh, good. So like, people who are on TikTok a lot and they begin to see trends, then they begin to like do that.
Wait, I'm having regrets.
So it's like, I begin to hear people say things like sheesh, but they say it for a really long time, or sweet, or
wait, hold up, I didn't get that from TikTok.
I don't know where it came. That's what I'm saying. I don't know where it came from.
I actually don't either.
But I've reached this place where, like, when I begin,
I know where it came from. Pause. It came from the Grinch. Ooh, sweet.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though. It's like there's some things. It's like, okay, that's funny for him to say, but when it becomes a part of everyday life, it's like, okay, that's getting annoying. But what I'm struggling with is like, what I was saying before that is, when I hear something like that that's new, yeah, and I begin to like realize, okay, I don't know what that is. That came from TikTok.
Oh yeah,
because it's like, okay, there is a new trend. Not that there's anything wrong with like trends, depending on what it is, but it's like, I don't really get on TikTok, so I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Now the one that I did know about was with. Would the girl be like, waking up in the morning,
thinking about so many things?
So it's like, that was one that I was aware of.
Yeah.
And so when I would hear people do that, it's like, I know what that is.
Well, it varies a lot through how it depends on what goes viral in the moment.
Right.
Honestly, that could be a product at a store, like with the hoverboards.
Yeah.
That could be a meme going around on what you like, iFunny. Remember that back in the day?
Yeah, I had to get off of it.
Well, we all did.
Yeah.
But I'm not even sure if the app is still a thing. But
I'm not sure. I'm going to go search and just see.
Anyways.
It's even on the App Store.
But then like Facebook, like that, when that started trending, and then Instagram, and then Snapchat, like all those were trends and stuff like that. But then like that, they also are vehicles, I would say, for the next trend, you know, whatever gets shared the most, like then people just jump on that because it's what's happening, you know. Yeah. Like I think that was what makes somebody basic.
So
but what, I do understand what you're saying about the adapting it into like your everyday whatchamacallit.
Well, some things are fine, like especially if it's helpful. Like I love like life hacks,
yeah,
and finding stuff like that to make life easier. Mm-hmm. But when it is something like when I
conversational,
well, yeah, and it's like I walk into a room and four people start going sheesh.
Well, half the time, like, that stuff dies
what
out.
What does that mean? Well, but sometimes it takes a really long time.
You're right.
And I'm like,
I think it feels like it takes a really long time if it's extra annoying. It's like,
yes,
wow, this I is know. Dragging out. Yeah. Because like, even us, we had stuff in our vocabulary from back in the day that we got from Vine.
Well, there's also stuff though that like one of us came up with
because of Vine, though.
But like, not like necessarily. I didn't get you big from Vine.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Weho thing.
Oh, well, I wasn't even thinking about that.
I was. Because we did that for a while.
Yeah. But then it went away.
As it
should have.
So, right, exactly. Well, some people who I hadn't talked to since that time, they would be like, oh, we still say that. I'm like, why?
Why? Like, we were like six when all that was going
basically,
on.
But like, yeah, it's just one of those things. Like sometimes they die out. I think a good judge of somebody who's basic is somebody who's like rapidly adjusting to that, even though I'm incriminating myself right now.
I think like if I don't know, I don't think you are a basic person. I think that you are very capable of doing basic things.
I agree with that.
Because one of those areas is like what we're talking about. Like
you adapting the trends.
Yeah, you do adapt the trends and stuff like that. Yeah. Whereas
I'm easily I'm impressionable.
There, right.
You know, easily influenced.
Whereas me,
unfortunately,
depending on what it is, I'll hear it and I'm like, okay, that's funny. I hate that one.
I hate that. Yeah.
Can't wait for that one to die.
Right.
I know it's going to be about a year and a half.
Right.
But then there's some other ones where it's like, well, that's funny.
Yeah. Like, aha.
Yeah. Like, aha. Then you move on. Then that's it.
Well, I have a test for us, brother.
Oh my!
Yes, I have a list of things that are widely considered basic in the most derogatory way.
Oh,
and we are going to see who is the more basic out of us.
Oh my! Well, before we do, do you feel that I am basic?
No,
I agree.
Well, just like you've always just been like I like this. I don't care if you like it or not.
That's true.
I like this or you like that. I don't care.
Well, but also like I don't hate something just because it's the trend. Oh, well, I don't
exactly.
Like that. That would be like a contrarian.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here and act
and
like
pretend
like I enjoy funny. Something or
see,
it's
and
funny.
That's the thing. And I think that that's an argument for me not being basic is that if I don't like something, like I don't like it. But like I'm not gonna like a trend just because it's what's popular right now. I just happened to like some of the trends.
Well, that's the thing is like as long as they're not like dishonoring our Lord,
right?
Don't you like most trends? Because like I learned most of these things from you.
I think I happen to be aware of most of them, but as far as actually liking. Well, let's see. Let's go through some trends and see what's... Because this is going to be throughout the years, not just in this past couple years. Because I did recently get TikTok last year. So that's why it's become... That's why I've watched it so much. Because I'm in that new stage where I'm like, yeah, this will probably die out by the end of the year.
Okay.
Right. Or until they shut it down to rip Vine.
Ugh.
I loved Vine, man.
I did too.
I spent way too much time.
Vine came around. I really believe I liked it because of the age I was.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll just leave it at that.
Absolutely. Anyways, we got to start with the OG basic.
Okay.
You know, basic necessity. A necessity, I say. Pumpkin spice lattes.
Never had one.
Exactly. I think I've had one, but I wasn't like, woo.
Aren't they like filled with cinnamon?
Probably.
Oh.
So it's good that you haven't had
right,
it.
Right.
But like that's like the staple of what they call a basic person. Like they're just like they're just obsessed with pumpkin spice lattes.
That's not me.
Right. Same. So we're doing great.
We move.
Right. I literally never say that.
I only say it when it's like
us.
Yeah, like doing
it's
this.
Unironically.
Or, right.
Yeah. Unironically. Yeah.
Wait, is it unironically or ironically?
Oh wait, no, ironically.
Yeah, ironic. Okay.
Ironically, you're right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Oops. Take and post pictures of the trees changing colors, like the leaves.
I have done this.
But it's not like every year, like a tradition.
No, kind of by no means.
It's like, wow, that's a really nice picture of a tree.
Yeah. Well, and it's also like if you go to the mountains, it's like you're obligated to, you know, you're obligated to take a picture of the fall colors.
Right. See, that's why I kind of wanted to get Sarah in on this, because I feel like she's going to be guilty of a lot of these. Live, laugh, love decor.
I've been exposed. When did you find out?
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know if you noticed this in my house or not. I have a letter board.
Where is it?
It's in my kitchen. But
yes, I did see that.
Yeah,
life is much better when you laugh, or much easier when you laugh. I saw it. I didn't comment on it.
You're the only one. Guys, I got called out.
I didn't call you out.
I had some friends over the other day. And
you know, the thing about letterboards? Here's the thing about letterboards. You have to buy the letters and the board.
Oh, mine came with it.
Oh, yours came with it?
Well, it was given to me.
But you put the message on there.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's the thing about letterboards.
Oof. Here's the thing. I couldn't come up with something funny enough that I wanted to post it. Like, I could come up with something funny, but not that I wanted to hang up in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe I could do a quote about laughing. And that's the only one I could find. And I was, whenever I had originally hung it up there, it was like right before I was having a get together. So I was trying to do it at the last minute. So I was like, okay, that's a good one. Boom, 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 boom. And I never changed it. So now it's fast forward. It's been like 6 months. I haven't changed it. And I got called out for being basic.
I think the reason I didn't say anything is because it's not the first time I've seen you like adopt something that is revolving around laughter. Like, I don't know if it still is, but even in like your Instagram bio, you were like,
laughs.
It was laughs. And it was like, I do this. And I sing loud, I laugh louder.
Yeah, that's my Twitter bio.
Like, yeah. And so it's like when I saw that in your kitchen about laughing, I was like, well, that's just kind of.
My TikTok bio is, it may be my Facebook one. It may be both. It's asterisk laughs asterisk to indicate a laughing sound.
Yeah. I understand.
Well, for obvious reasons.
Right. I mean, just to me, I wasn't like, oh, he's basic. But then again, apparently I didn't know what basic was.
Okay. Neither of us have Ugg boots. I was going to ask Sarah if she had Ugg boots.
She does not.
Praise the Lord.
I don't think she has them.
I spelled Ugg, U-G-H, like ugh.
Is it like short for ugly?
I think so.
Is it really?
No. But it's U-G-G, I think is the original. But Eugene. Stop. Do you take pictures of food and post them on social media?
Yes. Stories, not the grid.
Okay. Well, I will also be giving myself a point for this because I literally have a Instagram highlight called Snacks, and it's all the food.
Not even going to lie.
You have a highlight.
I do.
I think you should give yourself 2 points for that.
No, absolutely not. Well, and two, like, I don't do it all the time, but I do, like, sometimes, and I will say this, maybe this is out of fear of being basic, but there's several times that I've taken the picture but not posted it.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been like, I don't want to be that guy.
If it's like good food and like you know, I'm not going to post just like a cheeseburger.
But you think about this, though.
But if it's like Texas Day Brazil.
Oh, yes. Well, that's special.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's special. Yeah.
But like, I'll be going to like Longhorn and my steak comes out and I take a picture of it. I'm like, ooh. What I usually wind up doing is just sending it to whoever's not there with me.
Right. I usually do that with when I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. Unironic duck face. I don't think
we do. I don't do duck faces. I'm an adult.
Especially not unironic.
See, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord. I'm regretting this. Flat bill hats.
Oh, yeah, I wear a flat bill.
I wore a flat bill. Do you still wear a flat bill?
Yeah, it's right over there.
2 points?
What?
I'm kidding.
I wear my flat bill backwards sometimes.
Oh, no. Well, in your defense, it looks good on you like that.
Well, thanks. Well, and also in my defense, I have a large head.
Well, right.
And a lot of flat bills come large. And mine is camouflage, just has mercy on the front of it.
Mine, I used to wear a lot of flat bills leading up to college.
Yeah,
I had a lot. Like, I would go to like stores in the mall and buy flat
bills. Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
They would have like superheroes on them or something like that because it was ironic.
Do you really think I didn't have that Batman flat bill?
Superman. I had like multiple Superman flat bills.
Do you think that I just walked by the Angry Birds one and didn't get it?
Well, I remember that one.
I had it and I wore it in your truck for a while.
Because
you know why? Because I wore that junk.
Yeah,
and I didn't care. But see, that's the thing is like I don't. Usually, like, with the exception of the food thing we just talked about,
yeah,
I don't like not do something.
Well, and that's kind of where I'm leading to.
Okay,
once we get done,
let's just get there.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, no, I mean, like, I'm not gonna.
I know. What you mean.
Okay, good. I didn't want to be insulting.
Overusing bro.
Overusing.
Over like they're calling like guy like if you're a guy like you're calling girls bro.
I don't
like,
do that,
bro.
I don't do that,
bro. I used to do that. I don't do that.
Well, sometimes we had a point in our life where it was like a greet and we'd be like, brah, 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 brah.
Oh, I remember that. Wow, flashbacks.
I know, right?
What
a different time.
I don't know. Posters aren't like posters, but like after grade school.
No.
I don't think we either of us have done this. That. Me either. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know neither of us have done this, but it's just a just to give another example of a basic quality. Shark tooth necklace. Somebody that wears those would be considered basic.
I used to as a child.
I wore one like a week in middle school. Yeah. And it did not go well.
I stopped wearing jewelry.
Well, right.
And
futon couch.
I don't have one.
I have two. Whenever I was researching this, I was like, how does this make somebody basic? But it's kind of like one of those, if you're a grown adult and you have, I think it was advocating that if you only have a futon as your couch, it's kind of like, get a real couch kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I have two couches in my living room. One of them happens to be a futon. And then I have one in like my little jam area that's like a really nice, comfortable futon.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like those are excused. I also live alone, so mind your business.
Right. And you're grown.
Right. Fortnite.
I have never played never a single once second played it. Of Fortnite.
Kimberly's son wanted to get me to play it. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Like, it's even different from like the shooters you played growing up, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is just a different world entirely. Like, no, thank you. That would be a basic person.
I am not interested. No, thank you.
A VSCO user. Are you familiar with that?
No.
VSCO is an editing app. It's
The photo editing app?
Yeah.
For some reason, when you said VSCO, I immediately thought of like some kind of scooter. I don't know why. Nice. Maybe I'm thinking like a cool VSCO. Maybe I'm thinking of
a VSCO scooter.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Razor?
No, not Razor.
And I have no idea.
Okay, well, anyway. but I'm aware of the app,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't use
it. Well, I didn't know. Everyone was like talking about the term was a VSCO girl because apparently this app has a lot of features that girls like to utilize for their photos for Instagram. But I was like, what's a VSCO girl? I found out it was an app. I'm like, what is this app? And then I found out it was a photo editing app. And I was like, oh. And then moved on with my life.
You moved.
Right. Used the word swag unironically.
No.
I don't think we've.
Not ever. As an adult. Like, not as like.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. But even when it came out, I remember like everything was like swag. But like,
no.
We did it ironically.
We did like the thing about that is even back then it was one of those things where like, okay, everyone's saying swag and I am literally mad.
I think a reason why like using it ironically was relatively acceptable is because there were people that used it unironically.
Yeah.
And I think that's what was kind of like oof. But as we discovered, there are several of these things that we have done.
Your swag makes God gag.
Oh, I remember that.
That was at NAYC, and that was like, Lord. That was a moment when everyone like erupted, and I'm over here like, y'all say swag. Like,
I remember that.
I hear you cheering, but the Lord knows that you over here saying swag unironically.
Or even ironically, because we said it a lot.
But I feel like that's different than saying it.
Swag.
Like, like whenever, never mind. I'm not gonna get into it.
But ooh, I just had a whole bunch of flashbacks.
Swag. Go away, Tyler.
Well, I can't wait to reincorporate that.
Oh no, no, absolutely not,
Cody. I got some swag. Okay. So,
I hate life.
I think the consensus is that we are not basic, even though I have some basic tendencies. What I'm getting at is that kind of like what we talked about with the smart versus dumb kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because you happen to like something that's like popular right now. That doesn't make you a basic person, like in a bad way. You know,
I agree with that.
And I don't think that if you like something, as long as it doesn't displease our Lord, that you shouldn't try to not like it in fear of being judged in regards to being basic or something like that.
I agree with that as well.
Right. That's kind of what I wanted to get at. So, like, for instance, TikTok became super popular, what, like 2019?
I think so. Yeah, it was.
Maybe even a little bit before that.
I think it was, yeah, it recently.
Not going to lie. I was on the train that's like, this is dumb and blah, 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 blah. Like, I had no reason to dislike it. I knew it was like, it was one of those things where I was like, it was super popular, but it was also really popular to hate on it too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like on that train, but I was like, I have no reason to. And everybody was having a good time living their best life. And I'm over here getting salty over an app. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try it. If I hate it, then I can genuinely form an opinion. Like, I think the problem was I had formed an opinion prior to even trying it. Like, that was like just jumping on the train. That was basic. But I tried it out, and now I send lots of TikToks per day. I have limited my usage accordingly because of that. Because
well, for a while it was Reels, which is just TikTok.
Well, and whenever they, I think that's what made it made me kind of like try TikTok, was because I was like, Instagram Reels became a thing, and I was like, wow, this is hilarious. And then I found
all TikToks.
They're literally all. I was like, what is this TikTok? And so then I found out like the For You page like adjusts to your, like the videos that you like and that you send and comment on and stuff. And so they'll show you more of that type. And so I was like, ooh. So it's like I could see music, things centered around music and my Christ and funny and animals. And so, yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm having a great time. So now I have to like control myself. But see, initially I was like, TikTok is lame, but I hadn't.
Right.
The only thing I had to form that opinion on was everybody else.
Well, I was initially mad about it because there had been rumors, and you and me were talking about this the other day. There had been rumors that Vine was coming back.
Yeah.
Like it was literally going to be called Vine 2, and it was going to be happening.
Well, it did for a second.
Did it really?
I don't know. I think it may have been fake, but it was glitchy as all get out. It was literally, it said V2.
Well, it was probably fake because
yes, 100%.
I don't think Twitter put it out, and Twitter's the one that bought Vine,
right? And shut it down.
But so whenever I heard about TikTok, I was like, "Well, this fake Vine imposter, like, right. How dare you?"
Well, and it used to be Musical.ly, and that was Cringe Fest 3000.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that. I didn't know they used to be Musical.ly, but I saw it, and I was like, you know, I'm not interested in that. Then I started hearing, like on the like the tech side of things,
yeah,
that it was very unsecure.
Yeah.
Like it was like being used by China to do this and do that. And I'm like, oh, well, everyone I love is on this app and they're all being like surveillanced basically.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to Sarah one time just to like say that I did, but there was no getting her off TikTok, no. You know. But I never really like I got on TikTok. And I would scroll and I would see something and probably would enjoy like one out of every five or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get, I just didn't.
Yeah.
The reason I said earlier that I feel like I enjoyed Vine the way I did because of the age I was.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like now, like TikTok is basically the same thing as Vine was.
Basically.
And I just don't care. Like,
yeah.
And it's not even out of like, I'm not putting forth an effort to not care. Like, resist the case. It's just like, I don't find.
Well, it's not for you.
It's like, it's not funny. Like,
everybody finds things that they like and stuff like that, but you don't let the mainstream opinion, like,
for sure,
influence how you feel about it.
Right.
That's kind of what we're getting at with this whole thing.
Yeah. And now, what I did find, and you talked about how, like, it'll show you, like, the For You or whatever it is. I would start to say vines, TikToks of animals, quote unquote, talking.
Oh, yeah.
Like where people have done like voiceovers over their cats and stuff. That I enjoy.
I'm very selective with those because sometimes it's like really annoying. And I'm just like,
well, yeah, you got to avoid the corgi guy.
Yeah. I unfollowed him so fast.
You got to avoid that. Okay, well, you know what's bad? I sent you that one that because it was on a reel.
Yeah.
I sent you the reel just to show you like, wow, look at how annoying this is.
Yeah.
Since I did that.
It's all over your For You page.
It's all.
I blocked
it's
the guy.
I'm going to have to because it's everywhere. Yeah. And every time I see, because I don't go to it.
Yeah.
But every time I see it like in the feed, I can hear
so
like the
voices. It's so easy to mess up your For You page.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't stand it. But yeah.
No, indeed
don't
not.
Don't let mainstream opinion. Don't let what's happening in mainstream affect your opinion of things. Have your own mind. If it doesn't displease the Lord, like what you like. It's no big deal.
Right.
I like disc golf. Cody doesn't. Cody likes tech stuff. I'm not a super big fan, you know? Just like, you know, do your thing, Chicken Wang.
Do better.
This week on Drop the Bop.
What you gonna do with drop? What you gonna do with drop?
This week on Drop the Bop, I have Fred Hammond. Well, this week's bop is not by Fred Hammond, thank the Lord. No, I'm kidding.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Just kidding.
Oh,
Just
how
kidding.
Dare you?
This week's bop is by an apostolic artist.
Oh, good.
Thank the Lord. And it came out like last week, I think. I'm pretty sure as of the time of this recording. But
of course it is.
We're dropping a bop, okay?
Okay, no, this is good. This is good. Well, it's fresh music.
That's right, not, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not mainstream. So we might be hipsters.
Yet.
Right, exactly. But you guys go blow it up. It is called Change Me by Daniel Garcia. You know, we love a good song about being changed.
I don't think I've heard this one yet.
It is it's pretty good. You know,
yeah.
It's like, I don't have anything negative to say about it at all. But, you know, we love apostolic music here. The dude has a great voice. Like I said, lyrics, great. They glorify our Christ. Recommend you go check that out. That's going to be on our Instagram and our highlights under Drop the Bop for Apple Music and Spotify. But if you want to see it live, go follow us in those links down below.
I've had a wonderful time.
I've had a great time.
You know, I always do. And it's like every time we do this, it's like, man, it was so fun. I can't wait to do it again. I feel the same way today.
Same.
Like I had a great
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
And ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod, where we will not overshare. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.